Not long ago, comedian Conan O'Brien was in a bitter dispute with NBC. NBC had given him his dream job hosting The Tonight Show, then yanked it away from him just months later. That job went back to Jay Leno. Then Conan shocked the TV industry by announcing he was headed to a cable network. He makes his debut on TBS Tonight. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Conan O'Brien has a strategy to get the last laugh.
You gotta hand it to him. When he split with NBC, Conan O'Brien was legally prohibited from appearing on television. O'Brien told an audience at Google that he had no other choice but to start tweeting.
So I was just literally like a prisoner in a 14th century cell, writing little things on a scrap of paper and throwing them out the window.
Today, Conan O'Brien has more than 1.8 million followers on Twitter, and that created a groundswell of support for his national tour this summer, which he called Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television. O'Brien told the Google audience he didn't spend a dime on marketing. He says all it took was one tweet.
And the show sold out in a couple of hours across the country, and that's got everybody, a lot of people, rethinking how things are marketed.
I can't emphasize enough about that summer tour and how successful it was. It really re-energized his fan base.
Gina Piccolo of The Daily Beast says Conan O'Brien's tour was the perfect segue to his new show on TBS. She thinks his joining George Lopez will give the cable network not only a new late-night lineup, but a major audience boost.
I think it'll be huge. I mean, George Lopez has been there a long time, and I think he has his audience.
Welcome to TBS, and really, welcome to TBS. Basic Cable.
It's thrilling. Basic Cable.
But I think Conan brings a rabid fan base, and a young, rabid fan base.
I never heard Basic Cable get shrieks of excitement.
TBS head of programming Michael Wright says, of course they're hoping Conan's rabid young fans head their way.
There are a lot of Conan fans who might not have known about TBS, who now might now sample the network.
To promote his new show, Conan O'Brien's been using social media constantly. And he set up a Coco Cam, a surveillance camera of his offices, where fans could watch silly skits, like a dancing taco. And exclusively online, he gave a little taste of what his new show might look like, a teeny tiny version of it.
Here to play the first chord off their self-titled album, please welcome Steel Train.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Conan O'Brien is excited about his new show, but still bitter about the old one. In the end, though, it looks like losing that dream job on The Tonight Show might turn out to be a blessing.
People don't even know how the business is going to change. There might not be really network television as we know it. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Conan premieres tonight on TBS. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.